We end today with a music piece with an artist in her own voice. This is a singer who's put a new twist on the classic Christmas album.
My name is Jana Mashoni. I am an American Indian singer. I've been singing for about 8 years, and I have a Christmas CD that I just released, and it's a different type of CD. It has 10 Christmas songs I sing in 10 different Native American languages. Anyone who has heard this American Indian Christmas has said, even though the language is not what they understand, they know the songs already. You know, people know Silent Night. They know O Come All Ye Faithful, so they're familiar already. So that's already a starting point. And then when you add the native language, it's, oh, well, this is nice. You know, some people have never even heard a native language spoken, much less sung. I was born in Lumberton, North Carolina, and the Lumbee tribe, which is the tribe that I'm from, there's about 50,000 members, and we have a community. We are a state-recognized tribe, and that's what I call home. I decided about singing probably when I was about 16 years old. I was started singing in church, and I got inspired by gospel music, and my dad is a musician. He's a singer and a drummer. My brother's a drummer as well. So music has been in the family, but it wasn't really a career option until probably when I was in college, I got my first record deal. My favorite Christmas song is O Holy Night, and it's sung in Navajo. I would have to say out of the 10 languages that I am singing in, the Navajo language is, at least, I mean, for me, it was the toughest language to speak and sing. There's a lot of glottal stops. There's a lot of things that you would do with your throat that for a normal singer is a no-no. The breath is coming through your throat as opposed to your, like that, your diaphragm. So it's like, holding clay. And that's the first, that's O Holy Night. I hear people, it's always a reference to Pocahontas because that's the only image, it's when you mention Native American woman, that's close to any something that's attractive. I'm trying to show people that the Native American women live today. We don't wear just loincloths and walk around New York with a feather in our hair. I feel that if I can be a positive role model or a positive face towards Native people, then I'm very happy with being responsible for that.
The singer, Jana, her album is called American Indian Christmas.